AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. European leaders are meeting in Geneva with Iran's foreign minister. Fighting last week erupted into a war between Israel and Iran. Abbas Araghchi is Iran's foreign minister.
Israel has launched an unprovoked aggression on Iran in a stark violation of Article 2, Paragraph 4 of the Charter, and in bold defiance of all the principles and rules that this council stands for.
The AP's Jamie Keaton is in Geneva.
It is unclear what the outcome of this meeting will be. The main aim will be to try to win concessions from Iran over its nuclear program, assure Western countries and others that its enrichment program is not capable of making a bomb.
The fighting in the region continues. The AP's Karen Shamas has that story.
Israel's military has said it carried out airstrikes Friday targeting the areas of Kerman Shah and Tabriz in western Iran. Washington-based group human rights activists say a week of Israeli strikes on Iran have killed at least 657 people and wounded well over 2,000 others. I'm Karen Shamas.
Authorities in southern Mexico are still assessing damage and watching rising rivers as rain from the remnants of Hurricane Eric doused the region. Authorities report landslides, blocked highways, downed power lines, and some flooding. At least one death has been confirmed in Mexico. Japan's Coast Guard held a joint exercise with counterparts from the U.S. and the Philippines as the three Pacific nations beef up defense cooperation in the face of China's expanding maritime activities. A federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from withholding billions of dollars in transportation funds from states that don't agree to take part in some immigration enforcement actions. 20 states sued after they said Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy threatened to cut off funding to states that refuse to comply with the president's immigration agenda. This is AP News. Aflac says it has identified suspicious activity on its network in the U.S.,
which may impact personal information, including Social Security numbers. The insurance company says the incident is part of a cybercrime campaign against the industry and that the intrusion was stopped within hours. Aflac says so far it's unable to determine the number of affected customers. It says it will offer free credit monitoring, identity theft protection, and medical shield for 24 months to anyone that calls its call center. I'm Donna Warder.
Pope Leo is warning artificial intelligence could negatively impact the intellectual, neurological, and spiritual development of young people as he pressed one of his priorities in his young pontificate. The first American pope sent a message to a conference of AI and ethics, part of which is taking part in the Vatican. He identified AI as one of the most critical matters facing humanity. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.